Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff about the most recent Indianola School Board meeting.
Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday, and a shorter meeting, but one of the fun things, you got to mention some good news about some alumni. Tell us a little bit about some of the news that you shared to the board and to the public.
Yeah, well, every meeting I share good news, things are going, that are going on in school, but last night was the alumni edition, like you said. Several stories of different alumni who were in our local news. One was Colin Fitzgerald, a graduate who won the Elijah Watt Sells Award. And he won that for his work as a CPA. And in the qualifying test for that, he was one of just 89 people out of 75,000 who took the test to win that award. And another was Jackson Guilford. You might remember Jackson as a great tennis player for us a few years ago. He is going to be a Fulbright scholar. So it's great to see our graduates go on and do such good things academically and professionally. And the third one that was in that news was the class of 1958. They had had a reunion and actually had purchased a couple of memorial benches. And the thing that's kind of neat for that was they purchased them in honor of their principal, Principal Harry Grange. And I think sometimes school administrators, you know, we get to do the tough things, but don't always realize that you are having a positive impact on people. So that was neat to see former students remember their principal that way.
Well, another topic discussed by the board was a recent decision by the court system regarding the mask mandates and the law passed by the Iowa legislature and signed by Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. Tell us a little bit about how the district kind of responded to that decision. Well, first tell us what that decision was and then just kind of the district's plan for a response.
Sure. Well, this has been an evolving thing, as you know, nationwide, particularly in those states that have passed some kind of legislation that that bans mask mandates. And this has been an evolving situation in Iowa. I know 3 days ago there was a state judge who denied an injunction, and there are a couple of lawsuits against the state and Governor Reynolds right now. That injunction would have overturned the prohibition on mask mandates in schools. And then yesterday, and this was kind of a late-breaking thing, you know, we meet at 5:30, and I found out about this shortly after 4 o'clock. There was a federal judge who temporarily blocked the legislation that prohibits mask mandates. And of course, Governor Reynolds came out immediately and said that she would vigorously appeal this. And her take is that we have elected representatives that represent our people in the state and that they duly passed a law, which she signed, and that this shouldn't be a judge necessarily coming in and doing this. So last night really was me just updating the board on where that stood. And as you know, that does clear the way if school districts did want to reinstate some kind of mandate. And you are seeing some schools doing that with special meetings. And I believe Des Moines Public, for example, is requiring mask again as of tomorrow, if I'm correct. That did not seem to be a desire of the board last night. It was obviously not on the agenda, not an action item. But I don't sense that they want to have any kind of immediate action or change on that. And there was quite a groundswell of outreach from the community as that news came too. So I know the board and I have been receiving lots and lots of emails on this topic. So I would encourage people, whichever side of the fence they're on in terms of mask, just to continue to be watchful. You can watch our COVID tracker on the website to see what positive case numbers are in each building, and then make the best decision for your family, you know, in the absence of a mask mandate at this time.
Well, and then how has been the response early on from the school staff and administration regarding the first month or two of school as we get kids back in? It feels like things have been mostly positive.
It's been a great start to the school year. Things have been very good. People have been happy to be back. And in terms of the virus specifically, we had very little activity or positives the first week or so. Last week, we began to see a few more positive cases. We did have a little spike in our middle school this week. That is something we'll keep watching, but you know, we continue to have some additional cleaning protocols and things in place. And you know, the virus is something that everybody is learning to live with. And obviously it's real. You look at the numbers of what's happening with it across the country and in Iowa. But all of that aside, it has been a great start to the school year, and there are a lot of very good things happening.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.